Rick Braun was one of several counselors who questioned the Chamber of Commerce's chosen dates for Petersburg's very first sales tax-free days. The chamber recommended May 5th and the first Friday following payment of the permanent fund dividend in the fall.
I kind of share other people's concerns that this is maybe outside what the original intent of the tax-free day was. I thought the intent was to promote economic activity during a time when it's slow. But now it sounds like the stores want to get a good deal for their customers, which is good, I guess. But I'm just wondering, how much money is the city going to lose?
Petersburg might give up $20,000 to $30,000 in tax revenue for each of those 2 days, according to City Finance Director Jody Tao, who had spoken with her counterpart in Wrangell, which has a similar tax-free day program in place.
It's hard to tell until you do one. I talked to J.F.J. Bush again in Wrangell, and he said, you know, it just depends on if it's rainy outside. It depends on how well the stores promote it. There's just a lot of different factors, so we're not going to really know until we go through one. And we will know once we go through one, though, because when people fill out their sales tax forms, they're going to have to put in the under the exemptions that tax-free day, so we'll know exactly how much money that we're losing.
Tao said the city would know how much tax revenue it lost within a month of the tax-free day. Simply allowing tax-free day at all was not the issue Monday. The council and local voters already approved that program last year. But the mayor and councilors still have to set the dates, and they were considering a resolution to set the first one for May 5th as recommended by the chamber. The councilors were initially under the impression that the program was supposed to encourage people to shop during slower times of the year, like January, February, or March. But according to Chamber Board Member Ron Lesh, that wasn't actually the point.
A lot of discussion went into setting this up. We talked to the people in Wrangell to find out what worked, what didn't. It is critical for both the Wrangell retailers and the Petersburg retailers that this happen. Number one, when people are in town, and number two, when they have money. It's very difficult to do a promotion when those two factors don't exist. I don't know where the idea was that our intention was to bring business in during a slow time. That was never discussed at any of our meetings.
Rather, according to Lesh, the Chamber Board hoped to attract shoppers from outlying areas who would come to town for the tax-free sales and stay multiple days. That, Lesh said, would also result in some sales during regular non-tax-free days. Lesh said he shared the concern about the loss of tax revenue, but he thought the benefit of more business for the private sector would benefit the city as well.
If a retailer brings an extra product to sell during a tax-free day, he's not going to sell it all on that one day, but because that product's in his store, it may move on a different day at the taxable rate. So it's going to give retailers a reason to fill out the inventory, and some of it's going to carry over to taxable sales.
The councilors and mayor ultimately agreed to give May 5th a chance and see what the impact was on sales tax. They unanimously approved that date for the first sales tax-free day. Councilor Don Koenigs was on an excused absence from the meeting. Also Monday, the council passed a resolution calling for the state to maintain the Alaska Marine Highway System's existing level of service. The state's currently revising the Southeast Alaska Transportation Plan, and city officials are worried it could result in a lot less service for Petersburg, as well as the end of mainline service to Bellingham, Washington. Along those same lines, Mayor Al Dwyer announced he planned to reinstate the city's transportation committee to study the plan in more detail and come up with comments. And the council passed a resolution supporting Sea Trails, which is an ongoing effort to promote and improve the series of hiking trails and other transportation routes throughout the region. In other business this week, the council spent part of its regular meeting behind closed doors on the phone with borough attorney Jim Brennan. Brennan recommended the executive session.
Because this would involve a discussion of tactics in an adversarial manner, public discussion of which may adversely affect the finances of the city.
The topic of the private discussion was the state's recommended change to Petersburg's proposed borough boundary. In its preliminary report last month, staff for the Alaska Local Boundary Commission suggested a boundary change that would leave Tracy Arm and the Whiting River out of the most northeast portion of Petersburg's proposed borough, adjacent to Juneau. Otherwise, the LBC staff recommended approval of the borough as presented. After discussing the issue in executive session Monday, the mayor and councillors authorized the city attorney to respond favorably to the proposed boundary change. It would leave most of Petersburg's borough territory intact. The city and borough of Juneau has a competing petition to annex nearly half of the area that Petersburg is trying to incorporate. The boundary change represents a relatively small portion of that contested area. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.